Hello, this is Plato the Buffalo, and welcome to this special audio cassette from
Satire.
Most people thought they were horrible anyway.
And he tortured me
with tuna shrimp and salmon protein.
We're going to start your treatment right now.
You just might be asking for the treatment you get.
Be sure you get what you asked for.
What do you want?
Cupboards and lamps, a rocking chair, a knife, a wrench, a teacup,
toilet paper roll, a corkscrew, and some tinfoil.
Along with a wedge of Swiss cheese.
God damn it! You asked for it!
Thank you! They're beautiful.
And he knew what else he wanted.
I want that fax.
He laughed so hard, the entire office came over to see what was so funny.
This is my shit.
Here's a big chocolate bar for you.
Eat shit and die.
Why, I can't believe I made this.
Have a taste.
Yuck.
As they were eating together,
he started throwing shards of glass.
Perhaps the new Neiman Marcus that just opened.
Oh, shit.
Here's what happens when you score a hit.
You may win $1 million.
Then they screeched and threw things at her when she didn't move fast enough.
Ouch!
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not.
Look at Mark.
Hey, I'm Mark Wahlberg. You guys know me.
Oh, hi, Mark.
He was delighted to see me.
I hope I never see you.
I know an eel when I see one.
But it really looks more like a Frankfurter sausage.
Mm. Calls it a penis.
Put your penis in a sandwich bag.
Put it on the floor.
And leave it on
the floor.
Until it is ready to be cut up for sale.
Everything's for sale.
Even our founding fathers.
I'd buy one at once and give it a
steak sandwich.
Covered in big orange and blue spots.
Just like his mother used to make.
We don't want that.
What would you like me to give you?
I want sex.
Sex sells.
So they had to sell him.
By increasing their sales, you increase your sales and profits as well.
And now we come to your part in the scheme of successful selling.
Here's a sales tip.
For temporary relief of minor pain and stiffness,
try to get lettuces for their Sunday dinner.
Nothing cures athlete's foot better.
I prefer to use
the cult supplies.
Check with your local poison control center to make sure they are not poisonous.
Check out my butt.
I love this butt.
Good. You come inside for a minute.
You go way inside and you can become tremendously lonely.
Do you know that feeling?
I felt lonely.
I hope you feel better.
I feel really stupid.
I know how you feel.
And you feel like screaming.
You'll feel the same way when you visit
Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
This place is for trash.
This was truly a tropical paradise.
Filled with weird and wonderful secrets.
Secrets that have produced millions of dollars in business for
a lot of fat people
who lived more than 200 years ago.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
From morning till night.
Until 1933.
Every morning I stood up in front of a real live cow.
So did I, son. So did I.
Take it from me, Benjamin. You'll be a master baker when we're done with this lesson.
Many people of all ages, men and women, masturbate.
In the department store window across the street.
We were in Mr. Grundy's general store.
Masturbating.
Everyone was excited.
But what is Andy so excited about?
Diarrhea.
The amount of flow varies in different people.
Today it's a totally different thing.
When constipation occurs,
I would suggest
the gentle laxative so many women prefer.
With its new look and new taste,
you go crazy.
Just like your own family.
British researchers are testing what they call the dragon curb.
And it certainly can be a problem.
If it's free of booby traps.
It's new, it's fast, it's fun, it's
home to a race of small furry creatures known as
members of the Los Angeles Police Force
who holler and scream.
A man in a dress came into the girls' restroom at school today.
Great, how'd you like it?
Oh, it was great.
There was a man in the women's showers at the gym today.
I thought it was beautiful.
You are beautiful, bitch.
Let us hear the beautiful story of how God created
the biggest goddamn pile of shit.
Mr. Walt Disney sniffed carefully at the ship.
Imagine what a week-old fish smells like.
My vagina.
Yes, I agree.
That's why I douche.
No more vinegar and water douches for me.
We'll have a car to pick her up right away.
Put my sister down, you overgrown teddy bears.
Stand by to see if Cobra manages to cancel the attack.
And they did.
How could you prepare for a peaceful death?
With Preparation H.
And instead of our kids worrying about classwork, they'll be worrying about
carefully arranged systems of empty oil drums.
Or you will be marshmallows in the morning.
Our children must be protected from
bands of New Kids on the Block.
And you're working hard to put food on your family.
Set me free, and I'll give you two more lollipops.
You don't nibble candy between meals, do you?
Yes, I do.
And that's why before you eat anything,
make sure it's all frozen solid.
And that is what I find very difficult, because I prefer to
commit suicide.
Remember to kill me.
Okay, boss.
It was time to get rid of him.
There was nervous laughter and sighs of relief.
That was totally disgusting.
It had seemed like a dream.
Goodbye, Steve.
Fuck off.